I hope that I hope this relationship works out better than Estelle.
Estelle, that hog. That sleazebag. Don't even mention that name in the same company. Don't even mention that name, Estelle. Are you listening, Estelle? Somebody else is getting the benefit of all the action and the success, Estelle. Yeah, we got divorced 10 years ago. Before I had the limo, before I had the Foxhall Road Estate, before I had the good ship Grease, before I had the opulence to fly away to Rio for the weekend, Estelle. Before I became a first-name basis with the pilots on the Concorde, Estelle. You never had that with me, did you, Estelle? You were there in the lean years, the beanie-weenie years, the years I drive you around in a Biscayne littered with old hamburger wrappers, when we lived in that double ride in Waldorf, Estelle. You never had the glory. You never had the opulence. Yes, tell you sleaze. Yes, I don't know. I should have known from the start Estelle and I weren't going to work out. She just had no class, no savoir-faire. She had nothing. She was just, I remember one time I watched her come walking up the driveway. We had a date, and she comes through the door. I said, oh, God, you're going to be cranky, irritable. You're going to complain of cramps. You're going to say no hobble because it's your time. She said, how can you tell that? I just walked through the door. I said, hey, you're only wearing one sweat sock. I said, come on.
If you want to...